My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to talk some college football with Bill Conley. He is with ESPN. Let's talk a little bit of NFL until Bill Conley calls in. We'll talk a little Missouri, a little KU, a little K-State, and some national college football as we get you ready for week one of the college football season. All right, let's talk about Brandon Ayuk. Let's talk about Ja'Marr Chase. Let's start with Ja'Marr Chase because the Chiefs play the Bengals sooner than they play the San Francisco 49ers. If you are Ja'Marr Chase and you want to go get paid, the best way to get paid is to miss the Kansas City game. I don't say that because we're in Kansas City. I say that as a matter of fact. Everybody has gotten paid at that position this offseason but you. We saw Devontae Smith get paid. We saw Jaylen Waddle get paid. We saw Justin Jefferson get paid. We saw CeeDee Lamb get paid. If you are a capable wide receiver, you got paid this offseason. Everybody got paid except two guys, Brandon Ayuk and Ja'Marr Chase. And it doesn't make sense to me for Ja'Marr Chase. He's a top five player in the NFL at his position. Now, your argument might be, well, he has 2 years left on his deal. That's not how the NFL works. If you come in at a cap salary as a rookie and you greatly outperform the deal, I don't care that right now he would make $20 million this upcoming season. He's worth $37 million this year. I want the money that I feel like I'm owed. That lies the rub with Ja'Marr Chase. So this is what happened. Ja'Marr Chase, it was publicized that he was going to come back. He then came back. He was at practice for 13 minutes and he did not dress out and then he left. They can say this is not a distraction. It feels like a distraction. Here's the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Something changed between yesterday when you said that you expected Ja'Marr to practice and today him not showing up.
Did I say that yesterday? I think every day is a new day. We'll keep working through it. Not going to make predictions on what tomorrow brings. At the end of the day, Jamar's a great dude. That means a lot to this team, and we'll just continue to take it day to day.
When does this become a distraction?
It's not. I mean, it's a one-off situation that you got to deal with, and again, we'll just continue to take it day to day.
Now, Rob, I don't want to say that you're right because we don't know if you're right or not. The season hasn't started yet, but I'm not sure if Joe Burrow is 100% healthy. T. Higgins is unhappy about his contract. Ja'Marr Chase is unhappy about his contract. Their best defensive player, Trey Hendrickson, he's also a little bit mad about the money right now. There's a lot swirling around the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, I'm not saying this because we're in Kansas City. I'm trying to be fair and objective about this with Ja'Marr Chase. If you are him and you want to get paid, you cannot play the first couple games of the season. You can't do it. At least now. You were going to get paid eventually. I mean, no one thinks that you're not going to get a second contract in the league. You're going to get one. If you want a second contract, like in the next 30 days, you better not play for Cincinnati and hope they lose. That's the best way and fastest way you can go to go get paid. Now, I don't know if Cincinnati budges. I mean, they ain't paid you yet, and you certainly are worthy of the money. They ain't paid T. Higgins yet. You know what? You just might have got drafted by a bad organization. That happens sometimes. You don't have no control over it. They chose you. You didn't choose them. They stink. But that is the best way to play it. So we are monitoring this because it is something to monitor. The team that they play in week two, their second best offensive player, and I would say the one player on Cincinnati that the Chiefs have had a tough time stopping is Ja'Marr Chase. He still has not practiced or played with the team yet. It's the 29th of August. The season starts next week. Hey, when do you plan on showing up to work? We do not have the answer so far when it comes to him. Brandon Ayuk is also unhappy with his contract. Bruh, I just... At this point with Brandon Ayuk, I don't even know what else to tell you anymore. I really don't know what to tell you. They were going to trade you to New England. You didn't want to go to New England. They're ready to trade you to Pittsburgh. You don't want to go to Pittsburgh. You want to stay in San Francisco, but you don't like the money they've offered you in San Francisco. Bruh, at this point, I don't know what to tell you. Either accept the trade to go play for another team and let's move on, or show up to work. That's how I would play it if I'm San Francisco. And you guys know I am as pro player as you could possibly be in these conversations. But to quote the great Marlo Stanfield, it's either do it or don't. The season is starting. You guys play on Monday Night Football, 2 Mondays from now. You host the New York Jets, and you still don't know if your number one wide receiver is in the fold or not. So, Chiefs fans, you are certainly no stranger to this. The same thing happened to you last year with Chris Jones. This is just par for the course in the NFL when you got really talented players and guys are looking to go get paid and take that next step. And I understand they make far more money than we make, but no one wants to go to work and feel underpaid every single day. And if you are maybe the best receiver in the league, and I think Ja'Marr Chase has an argument, you don't want to go to work and be the 19th highest paid receiver every single day. So I understand the argument for both sides. But man, it's football time starting. Like, you now run the risk of not just hurting yourself for the season, you also run the risk of hurting your team. At some point, you kind of have to put the sword down and you got to move forward. And we'll see if either wide receiver does that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.